Hi everyone, this is Dr. Cheryl Selman and welcome to The Love Code. The Love Code is all about uplifting, inspiring, transforming, opening a path so you can connect more deeply to who you are, to your heart, to the power that exists within you, to heal whatever, to heal physical ailments, to heal past traumas, to heal misperceptions, so we can really return to the truth, to the power, to the beauty, and to the love of who we are. So I am just so happy you're here with me and open to learning and open to healing and open to an amazing conversation we will be having today. Just one thing, if you are listening for the very first time, please, please, please like me over on my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know. What Women Must Know is the name because my other podcast on Progressive Radio Network is What Women Must Know, and that focuses more on a variety of holistic, integrative health solutions. But this is more on the spiritual side. And the other request is to go to my website, Dr. Cheryl Selman, and it's D-R-S-H-E-R-R-I-L-L, Selman, because there, if you opt in, I have a newsletter and I am able then to send all of these archive shows directly to your inbox and you can just listen to them whenever it is convenient. So hope to be having you aboard and part of this growing community. Okay, well, we have a wonderful show in store. I'm really excited. We're going to be talking with a very inspirational guest, Mike Crowley, who is calling us from the Gold Coast, Australia, and we're exploring self-healing through quantum consciousness and frequencies. And if that sounds intriguing, then definitely stay tuned. And even if it doesn't sound intriguing, definitely stay tuned because you will learn so much and be so inspired. So let me just take a moment and share a little bit about Mike. Mike is recognized as one of Australia's leading experts and educators of health professionals in nutritional and herbal biochemistry, natural medicines, and quantum healing. Previously technical director for Metagenics in Australia, Mike has an academic background in immunology, pharmacology, and biochemistry, engaged through personal necessity to explore energetic healing of his own disease. Mike became an expert and assisted Dr. Carolyn McMackin in bringing frequency-specific microcurrent into Australia over 20 years ago, mixing explorations in consciousness and practical applications. You will quickly understand Mike's purpose and commitment to helping people discover their innate self-healing abilities and what tools are available to assist them in their soul's journey back to health and harmony. Wow, that sounds so exciting, Mike. So first of all, I am just so happy and welcoming Mike Crowley to the show. So hello and welcome, Mike.
Hello and good to be here. Thanks, Cheryl, for inviting me and being able to share from the heart. I love your introduction about the Love Code.
I'm so glad.
Totally resonates with me because ultimately, it's all about love, and as the saying goes, that's all there is. we just have to make that a reality in our life.
Well, let me just say, I first found you by watching a webinar that you were on, you were featured on, and talking about frequencies. And we're going to talk about frequencies. We're going to talk about the quantum field. We're talking about the leading edge for healing and transformation and technologies that help us to profoundly, quickly, almost instantaneously in some cases, heal conditions and put it into a context of why this is so important at this time in our evolution. Last week on my show, The Love Code, I interviewed Alberto Vioto, and Alberto, I don't know if you are aware of him, Mike, but he's a shaman. He's a PhD, he's a medical anthropologist, and has been in training as a shaman with the Incas of the Andes for the last 26 years. And we talked about this time, we talked about this new epoch we're in, that according to the Incas, a 500-year prophecy about this time called the Pachacuti, the transition from one age to another age. And that is what we are presently in. And the disruption that's going on in the normal way we've been living is not an interim event that will go back to normal. It is the initiation of a profound shift of how life has been. And we're yet to be revealed what will unfold as we move into this new epoch. And he said, we're just at the beginning of the birth canal of a profound planetary shift of consciousness, and all that needs to happen in order for that to occur. So having said that, which I was really inspired, I'm always inspired by Alberto, but let's talk about your journey, because you have a wonderfully inspiring story about your own personal process from chronic severe illness to healing totally. So let's start there.
A good backstory. Well, as a so-called expert in natural medicines and natural therapies, having been in the industry for 20 to 30 years, I was very surprised that when I started to develop an inflammatory bowel disorder, and then I was able to use specific nutrients and herbs and homeopathics and energy medicines to address that inflammatory colitis, which is basically where you have uncontrolled diarrhea and inflammatory bleeding of the bowel. So I was able to sort of keep working on that. And given all the skills that I had developed, I was a very good technician in manipulating and providing, you know, advice and taking specific medicines, natural medicines and natural therapies. And over time, the condition would resolve, would go into would go away, and then after 3 or 4 months it might come back. And over a period of say 10 years it sort of just gradually became worse and worse and worse, until that anything that I had used and tried was basically, you know, not functioning or working at all. And so it was getting to the point where I really was having to have surgery, because I had lost like nearly 15 kilos. I couldn't go out of the house unless I had a toilet strapped to my back. And basically, there was a lot of inflammation, a lot of dysfunction in the body. And of course, the reality is that life wasn't particularly worth putting up with that. And I didn't really want to have to carry a bag around with me where I have all of my fecal material collecting in a bag for the rest of my life, because I'm only 60, so I've got plenty of time left. But that basically awoke me up to sort of saying, well, I have to find the solutions. And so I had to look further upstream in the whole process of who am I as a being. And as a multi-dimensional being, an energetic being, which has certain energy structures. So most of you have heard about chakras and you've heard about meridians. So these are energetic structures that take in energy from the environment, from the earth, and it channels that energy into a usable form, which is what we call the life force. And that life force travels down through the acupuncture meridians, and then it enters into the nervous system and creates an interaction as far as charging up the body with energy and with information as to how the cells can spontaneously become integrated in a network, a little bit like the internet, okay? So our body is sort of like a big computer chip which is connected to the internet. Everything can spontaneously communicate in a field of interaction instantaneously. We don't... and that all happens through energy and information that is transferred through the quantum field of connection with all the cells in the body and even the microorganisms within the body. So it's this whole process of me awakening to, okay, well, I need to start finding out what's blocking the flow of energy. And in this case, when I developed the skills of dowsing, and through dowsing, I could ask specific questions, you know, how much energy is coming into my colon? okay, and how much of this divine energy that's coming down through the different dimensions is actually getting through all of these blockages. Now, it worked out that, based on my simple testing process, that I was only getting about 10% of the divine energy from the higher dimensions, the high frequency energies that are basically of a divine source. We talk about our higher self. We talk about the Holy Spirit. We talk about our connection to God, which is the source of all love and all energy. And so how much of that energy, that loving energy, is coming down through a dimensional layering system? So these dimensions are basically different layers of energy at different frequencies, and there's 12 dimensions in this particular, in our universe. So at the highest level, the 12th dimension is essentially we're connected to the divine source, and then it comes down through that, through the 12th, down to the 6th dimension, which is where our soul is, our individuated soul, which is an immortal part of our consciousness that lives through many, many different incarnations and retains that information. So the 6th dimension acts as the interface of that divine spiritual energy coming down into the 5th dimension, which is the mental and the mental field, the 4th dimension being the astral emotional field, and the 3rd dimension being the physical field, the physical manifestation of who we are. So how much of this 6th dimensional energy was coming into me was about 10%. And so at that level of energy, it simply wasn't sufficient to maintain the flow and function of the cells in my lower abdomen, in the colon. And so because of a genetic weakness in that area, it started to manifest as an inflammatory disorder. And inflammation is basically the primary mediator of how cellular dysfunction occurs. But based on your genetics, the planetary influences when you were born, you have a specific weakness or susceptibility to developing certain dysfunctions in certain organs and tissues and tissues. And so when the energy gets to the point where it's just not sufficient to maintain the normal function, we start to see cellular inflammation and the degeneration of those tissues and the onset of diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, arthritis and so forth. Most chronic diseases are all inflammatory based, and it's just a process of saying, well, okay, there's just not enough energy of the right frequencies of that divine loving energy coming in to sustain those organs and tissues and cells. So after a process of working through identifying what those issues were, like basically emotions, negative emotions are the primary poison in the fourth dimensional aspect of who we are, in that astral emotional realm, which is an energy field that is around us, okay? So it's one of the closest energy fields. So the mental, the soul, the mental, the emotional, and the etheric fields, they interconnect and then come back down into the physical body. So information and energy has to flow through these different dimensions. So what's blocking it? Most of the time, it's negative emotions in the fourth dimension: anger, frustration, sadness, guilt, shame, unforgiveness, anxiety, righteousness, depression, jealousy, hatred. You know, need I say any more? There's a multitude of negative energetic emotions, which is basically like drinking heavy metals. Like if you really want to poison yourself, you go and drink a glass full of mercury or lead and see how that affects your body. Negative emotions are equally more powerful and disruptive to the whole energetic field as heavy metals are to the physical body. And so that emotional layer of dysfunction was pretty much shutting down the flow of energy coming into my body. And then I thought, well, okay, I'm testing for all these negative emotions. Where did these negative emotions come from? And so I then start to do more testing, and I found that they're relating to certain fears. So a lot of the fears and or beliefs that I held were creating negative emotion. So I then had to try and figure out, well, what's the fear? fear of unworthiness, fear of not being accepted, fear of not having enough money, fear of not being safe, fear of judgment, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of loss of control, fear of pain, fear of freedom, fear of being successful. It's just a never-ending, you know, quagmire of fear. And people don't realize that underneath their conscious awareness, there's a whole field of fear that people are living in and bathing in and soaking in every day. And this is an unconscious way of how people are being manipulated unconsciously by their fear. I would say that if you really look at what people are doing on a day-to-day basis, 95% of what they do is based on an unconscious fear, which creates a behavioral response to avoid that fear. And in the process, whenever something doesn't go right, then that creates a negative emotion. So, you know, we have to bring these things to the light of our consciousness. Otherwise, we're just bathing in it. It's like we're rolling around in the mud and wondering why we're not clean. It's a crazy thing. So I started to identify these fears, and I then started to identify, well, where are these fears and emotions and traumas that created the fears? Because if you look back further, if you go, say, well, where did I get that fear from? And then you start doing testing, you start to find, well, okay, well, when I was 4 years old, I had this trauma with my sister, and I got into trouble for my parents, and that created my fear of being judged and my fear of unworthiness in this particular incarnation. And so that was the beginning of the fear of unworthiness in this life. And so, okay, there's a trauma that's actually linked to this fear, and that was the original starting point of how fear came into my existence in this life. So I then had to trace back to the traumas and go, okay, well, there's these traumas. And basically 80% of all traumas happened when you were a kid, between, you know, 0 and 7 years old. And a lot of it can actually happen, you know, before you're even 2 years old. So, you know, the whole process of being a baby and a young infant can be very, very stressful, because you're just completely connected to your mother and father. And whatever energetic dysfunction they're going through goes straight into the baby. So it's not even your stuff as a child, as an infant. You're just soaking it up like a sponge. So even your mother's trauma and your father's interaction with her, if it's not coming from a loving space, creates trauma in the infant and the child. So, you know, once I acknowledged that these things were happening, I could then go about doing a clearing process where I connected upwards to the divine aspect of who I am, connecting to the God self or my I am presence, and bringing down that loving light, the golden light of the cosmic Christ, and bringing that super high frequency energy down into these areas to transform the trauma, to transform the fear, to transform the negative emotions, to transform whatever dark energies were associated with that event. And so I started to do that, and basically through that process, I was healed in 3 months. My energy level in my colon went from 10% up to 40%. So by simply increasing the amount of divine energy that's flowing through and into those tissues, I could basically heal an incurable disease. And like, I was taking the strongest medicines known to man at that time. I was taking steroids rectally on a day-to-day basis, the strongest medicine known to man. It still did nothing. And yet the first time I did a clearance, I cleared the fear of unworthiness, the fear of not having enough money, and sexual guilt from my third dimensional root and sacral chakras. The first time I did that, I had had no diarrhea for 4 days. by doing a simple energetic clearance of those fears and negative emotions. Now, I would have 4 to 5 diarrheas a day, and then I, all of a sudden, I've got no diarrhea for 4 days. And I'm taking the strongest known medicines known to medical science, and I've tried every other natural medicine under the sun. So here we are. This energetic stuff really worked. So that really helped me, because I realized I was on the right track. So I then started to clear it, keep testing, keep finding out where the blockages is, what's the emotion, what's the fear, where's that fear coming from, what trauma happened. Oh, it's back when I was a kid, when I was 7, when I was 6. Even in utero, there was stuff that was happening. So basically within 3 months of not knowing a lot, but just stumbling my way through this process of clearing these energies from not only the third dimensional chakras, but the fourth dimensional chakras and the meridians, the fifth dimensional chakras and meridian, and even in the sixth dimensional chakras, which is, you know, there's still dysfunction there. So I worked my way through these different layers and was able to unblock the system so that there's more loving divine energy coming down the pipe, basically into my body. And that was the secret. It just basically cured me within 3 months. I've never had a problem ever since then. So it's absolutely amazing stuff. So once I started to get back into my normal, healthy state, I started to say, well, I need to keep going. I need to keep evolving as a soul. I need to develop my spiritual connection to a much higher level. And so I just kept on doing that and finding out where these blockages were, which allowed my soul energy to become more and more embodied into my physical body, into my physical emotions and thoughts and beliefs. And so happy to be here today as a person that's lovingly incarnated with my soul energy at a level which creates an amazing sense of the love and beauty of life, because becomes your state of being. You become, your soul can now reside in your physical body, whereas previously it couldn't. It's like you have to clean out all the rubbish in order to make it nice and clean before the soul can come in and reside within you. And that's really an amazing experience, a blissful experience of seeing love and seeing the beauty in everything.
You know that's so eloquently explained the process of healing, the ultimate process of healing, the ultimate message for anyone dealing with any physical issue, even emotional, mental, is you have to understand it's an expression, it's a manifestation, it's like a symptom of where we're blocking our energy from holding some limiting, fearful, negative energy or frequency, because we're going to talk about frequency. So, and to be able to heal a condition which is considered incurable is quite a miracle, and an inspiration in how you explain it, because that's the message that is so important for people to hear. You can, you know, you manifest a problem, a symptom, a disease, or whatever. And then we go to the doctors and we try to mitigate it with a medicine, or we may want to, as you were saying, try alternative approaches, more nutrients, more supplements, more nutraceuticals, more herbs, more homeopathy. And to a greater or lesser extent, people will get results. But to ensure that that manifestation of that imbalance in your body never shows up again, you have to dig deeper. You have to dig deeper and understand what's driven your body, right, to manifest this dis-ease or this energetic imbalance. So let's take this conversation a step further and talk about frequencies. And, well, you know, that word is used a lot, and I particularly want us to explore the leading-edge healing technologies that you are involved with, that I've been involved with for, you know, a decade or more, different quantum energy technologies, microcurrent technologies. I've really been searching for ways that can facilitate and accelerate healing. And so it's been a journey, as it has for you. And very recently, I've been introduced, and that's how we met, through a technology that works in a very unique way, facilitating the frequencies to have a shift of consciousness, to have rapid healing. I'm going to let you explain it, because it's a challenge for people to understand this other dimension that's now available to us, although we have to acknowledge that Rife and Tesla, all these great minds, are always talking in frequencies. Einstein's talking in frequencies. And now we are understanding them better, and we have technologies that actually can deliver these frequencies. So I'm going to let you take it from there.
Yeah, look, it's great that technology can be used to assist us in this clearing process of identifying where there's low-level frequencies and energies that are stuck within our physical body, within our emotional body, within our mental body, within our soul body. So we've used primarily electricity or magnetic energy through different devices over the years in the past. And this, we found that the use of microcurrent is an energy source which is very low level, micro amperage amounts, which is a level of electricity which can speak to the cells. And so just by putting in low level microcurrent, it actually stimulates the cells to become more functional, because the cells hold an electrical charge within their membranes, and that electrical charge assists in the sustaining the energy of the cell and the transport of nutrients and signals in and out of the cell. So the cell's interaction with the environment and other cells is dependent upon the availability of electrical energy. And so we have used this microcurrent effectively. Then we found that if you change the frequency of the microcurrent, so in other words, you have an electromagnetic wave which has a particular frequency, and we found that if you gave a certain frequency of microcurrent, it would do different things. So this was the next new exciting breakthrough in science, that if you modulated the frequency of the microcurrent, it then affected different parts of your body and different cells and different organs. And if you had a reaction in your liver, you know, you could treat the liver by putting in the frequency of the liver, or a set of frequencies that relate to the functional cells within the liver. Because consciousness is an energy is very specific in its requirement, and each frequency presents information. So we have the energy, which is in this case electrical, which has also a magnetic, electromagnetic signature. And then we have the frequency, which is information. And that information combined with the energy creates communication at a cellular level. And so that was exciting, because we were now able to treat people and get great results for all sorts of physical complaints. And the acupuncture meridians, they basically work with a certain type of electrical energy, which is stepped down from the fourth and the fifth and the sixth dimension. So the energy is like coming down through these dimensional layers, and eventually it integrates into the third dimension as electrical energy, electromagnetic frequencies. And so we could treat meridians, we could treat the physical tissues with acupuncture, and we get very good results. We could use frequency devices that use microcurrent and change the frequencies. We had to work with frequencies that were used in the past, because like back before the 1940s, most physicians and healers used frequency medicine. They had electrical devices that they could modulate the frequencies. Rife was one of them. He was in the 30s and 40s. But prior to that, even going back into the early 1800s, frequency medicine was used by most physicians. It was only in the late 30s and early 40s that the medical associations started to basically outlaw the use of those therapies, because they hadn't done or they came up with this new model of efficacy of the double-blind placebo-controlled trial. And that was the dawn of pharmaceuticals. So basically, the pharmaceutical industry stopped physicians from using electrical frequency medicines that had been in use for over hundreds of years. All the homeopathic schools that were in the US were shut down. All of the different devices that were available and being used for over 100 years had been basically outlawed. So we see here that, again, Big Pharma gave birth, and antibiotics and steroids were the cure for everything. And therefore, the medical system was pushed into this pharmaceutical model from that time on. So all of that information about frequencies was lost until, you know, somebody resurrected it back in the early 70s. And then we started to, and that person was a friend of mine called Dr. Carolyn McMakin. And she came across one of these old instruments that had been stored out the back in somebody's attic. And it had a little few pages of information about how to use it. And it had all these frequencies on it. And so she was a chiropractor, a psychologist, and a neurologist. So she started to play with this. And all of a sudden, she was getting amazing results. And so that became her life work, to find out, well, okay, how do these frequencies work? And she found that the combinations of frequencies were very effective in treating different parts of the body. So then that sort of has got us up to this point in time. And no one really then had the ability to find out, okay, well, how do we penetrate beyond the physical and the etheric layer? How do we get into the emotional, mental, spiritual layers and find out what frequencies and blockages we can fix there? And so that was always in the realm of, well, you had to do meditation. You had to do deep reflection. You had to learn how to do dowsing or kinesiology or muscle testing to try and even get any access to that information that's in the fourth and sixth dimension. And it was only through deep reflection and meditation that you became conscious of where these problems were in your higher dimensional bodies. And then, of course, we found out that, like, back, well, it's probably 15 years ago, that Marcus Schmieker, who was the developer of Time Waver, he integrated something that was pretty amazing based on a Russian scientist called Kureyev. And what Marcus did is he took Kureyev's breakthrough and he tied it up with his understanding of quantum physics, and he joined the two together. And he developed a quantum sensor which could penetrate through the fourth dimensional barrier and go up into the fourth and fifth dimensions and even higher to access the information from these higher fields. And he did that, like, it's a very technical discussion on quantum physics and how all that works, but basically he cracked it, and that became how he could then access data through an instrument, through a device, that could provide us with information about what's causing a problem in the mental field. You have this dysfunctional belief or thought or behavioral pattern linked to these thoughts and beliefs. And then you have these negative emotions which are attached to this process. And so we need to clear it. And we've identified what frequencies your higher dimensional energetic field requires to neutralize or to transform those particular frequencies. And like what I told you, my story, was how that through my own consciousness I could bring down that loving divine energy to transform those blockages. So he's basically been able to now, in a way, duplicate that process and allow the person's higher dimensional information field to be accessed like a library. Say, well, we're going to go into the library here. And some philosophies refer to this level of information as the Akashic field or the Akashic records. And so each energetic field, each dimension of consciousness has a level of information, has an Akash, which like a library of everything that ever happened to you. And so if you can crack that and get through into that, you can harvest this information. You can find out where the problems are. You can then transform that. And by transforming it, I mean that you're basically taking energy that's stuck, that can't flow, and you're, because it's a low frequency, you're transmuting that into a higher frequency, which allows it to then flow. and it stops that blockage. And now that energy can flow down through your mental, emotional, into your physical, etheric body. So after about 10 years of working with the Time Waver devices, with thousands of healthcare professionals using that around the world now, Mark has developed a miniaturized version of that, which he calls the Healy, because obviously it's a play on healing yourself, it's self-healing. So the whole concept that we're talking about is, how do we become more capable or aware of our innate self-healing abilities by clearing out these blockages in the energy structures of our multidimensional self? So he's been able to now miniaturize that time waver technology, and allows us to present, and he's presenting that now as a product called the Healy for the typical normal retail person to start to use and to clear up these lower energy blockages in the lower dimensions, which previously has been only really available to do through more much deeper reflective consciousness work. So that's a fantastic breakthrough, and we have to give a big thank you for Marcus Schmidke, who was able to integrate the quantum field technology with the Kureyev mirror that he uses in his quantum sensor, because no other energetic device on the planet has that particular feature. And so that's what makes it unique and, you know, makes it a wonderful tool to kickstart people's ability to start their own self-healing process and to take empowerment and responsibility over their own ability to heal themselves, not give away their power to other people or institutions, and in that way claim their sovereignty and their freedom from any other type of external control. And that's a very pivotal thing that people need to come into that state of being to grasp, that they are responsible for their own disease. They have created it all, and they can uncreate it. And now this is simply, we now have a device that makes it a lot better and quicker and faster than we've ever had before. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, I was introduced to this technology just about a month ago, and it really, pardon the pun, but resonated with me. And so I decided to approach, and it has just recently arrived, and I brought it to a friend who's a very accomplished, very sensitive, very gifted healer, body worker, cranial sacral therapist, who has had a chronic, very painful lower back issue, who had gone to the best teachers, the best masters, spiritual work, therapist, and natural. She did everything, right? And she would still wake up every morning in really severe pain in her lower back. So I didn't even know she had this problem. But as soon as I got my Healy, I brought it over to her as one of my guinea pigs to try. And I called her the next morning. It was about a 50-minute program that ran, delivering these frequencies. And I called her the next morning, and she said, "You wouldn't believe it, but I have no pain anymore. I woke up with no pain." And I checked in with her just yesterday, and that was 3 days since she had this one 50-minute session delivering these frequencies, still no pain. Well, it changed her life. It changed her life. So what you're saying, and the experiences that I'm starting to have, I have a lot of people who are also very interested in and got their Healy's, but they haven't received them yet. So I was one of the first, and everyone I have used it on has had some sort of amazing improvement in their health or in their state of being. One friend who just tended to be overworked and stressed and overwhelmed, which put her into more of a negative space, when I asked her how she was doing after using her Healy for 3 days, she said, "I feel like a new person. I am positive. I'm joyful. I'm alive. I just feel so energetic and excited about things. I can't remember the last time I felt that way." These are the shifts of consciousness that this unique technology, which has been brought to us, has facilitated in us. It's quite remarkable.
And that this experience is not unique to you and all people in the USA. It's happening over here in Australia as well. So it's happening everywhere. So it's all very reproducible in a sense that we see the same types of improvements in the physical symptoms. It'll often start with people, like pain seems to be particularly responsive, and which is great because that's what most people, like it's hard to feel good about life when you're in pain. So these are fundamental steps. How do you get out of pain? But it may not be like, say, well, here's a frequency to get rid of your pain that's going to numb the pain, like a treatment, like a drug or anything like that, because the way that the Healy works is that it's accessing these higher emotional dimensional fields and looking at the resonance of the frequencies in that data. And it's saying, well, okay, the reason why you've got that pain in your knee is because you've got an accumulation of guilt as a result of your fear of judgment, as a result of this, you know, trauma that happened. And so we're going to treat the guilt and the fear of judgment. And guess what? The pain in your knee goes away. So these are the things that haven't really been happening and available to normal people. You would normally have to go to a practitioner to have this sort of deep level work, or you'd have to develop all your own skills like I had to develop in order to heal myself. And that takes a huge amount of time, effort, and commitment. So now we just simply have a little portable device that helps you to basically open up those fields of information and to access them and then find frequencies that can create balance and harmony in those particular fields, therefore allowing the energy to flow down and to correct the blockages in the lower areas, the dimensions. So yeah, look, it's wonderful to see that. And so just with that too, Cheryl, you were using that as a broadcast. You were treating your patient, your friend, remotely, or did she have the unit?
No, we actually use the microcurrent part of this technology. We haven't talked about the other part yet.
Right.
So through wristbands, people who are listening, transmitting from downloading apps on your phone that transmit mm-hmm. these frequencies to this little hardware device that's about 2 inches by 2 inches that you can, you know, put in your pocket, whatever, and connect it to cables to a wristband that conveys those microcurrent energies with the frequencies right into the body. Right. Is that correct in saying that, Mike?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
So the microcurrent works in the physical and etheric levels. And so that's great because it's, you know, dealing with the symptoms that are present and stuck at that level. And then with the Healy, and that, because they have different types of units, the unit that has the highest functionality is called the resonance unit. And that particular unit can send the frequencies directly into the energetic fields, into the emotional mental fields. And so that's like a different level of treatment as opposed to treating the physical and etheric levels of the body. So hopefully that makes sense to people. So this Healy device has a combination of ways of accessing and treating the different multidimensional layers of who you are. But that's only something that happens with the resonance unit. The other cheaper units use the specific microcurrent treatments, which go into the lower physical and etheric levels. And that produces very rapid results as well, as I said, as you saw with your friend.
Yeah, and we should just say that this technology has programs, these frequency programs that are inserted into the, how would you say, it's the programming of how of these various frequencies that do different things. So there are packages or programs that have to do with energy, programs that have to do with sleep, programs that have to do to enhance clarity and memory and pain for sure. I know it's FDA approved for pain in this country. It's TGA approved in Australia. I mean, there are, 144,000 frequencies, they say, that are part of this technology that, as you set different programs, it addresses the issues and transmits the frequencies that restore proper energy flow to those aspects of yourself.
Yeah, like just a simple example. Again, my wife's mother, she's 82, and she's Chinese. She grew up through all of the wars in China. She has so much trauma in her past, it makes me look like a marshmallow. So she has, you know, a whole history of spinal pain and sleep disorders and chronic sort of stuff she's had for 40 years. So when we got our unit, we just simply said, well, let's treat your mum. And because she can't sleep at all, like she has maybe 2 or 3 hours a night, she gets up 5 or 6 times, she can't get back to sleep, and then she's a write-off the next day. You know, so she's barely sort of functional, and she has a lot of pain in her back and her legs. So we use the Healy Resonance Unit, which is fantastic in that it has this capacity to broadcast wherever the person is anywhere in the world to deliver the energy treatment to that person's energy field. And that's what we call broadcasting. It's like a radio wave that gets sent out. And because we've got the data of her mother, we have her mother's energetic signature, and that then can basically be sent to her energetic signature and treat her in her energy field. We don't need to connect to the leads. We don't need to do the microcurrent. It's going straight into her emotional and mental energy field. And so we did that, and then same thing happened. Like her mother, my wife Hong, she spoke to her mother the next day. She said, you wouldn't believe it. I just slept the whole night through. I didn't get up at all. I had like a solid 8 hours sleep, and I feel really great. And so that was just the first treatment. And like, you know, this is treating her from a remote distance. She lives like about 80 Ks away from us. And then we just obviously kept treating her, and now she's sleeping like a baby. She's having full solid sleeps every night. And of course, you know, the need for sleep is like a restorative, rejuvenating process that happens when you sleep. Your body's chemistry starts to go into a healing and repair mode. Now, if you don't get good quality sleep and you have disruptive sleep, then you basically disrupt that process of regenerating the cells in the body. And so if the cells are dying faster than they're being replaced, you get degenerative conditions. So sleep is something that we just don't realize how important it is to the overall manifestation of health, because we've seen her mother go from a little old lady who's bent over and in pain and hasn't, you know, she's pretty cranky and doesn't want to sort of interact, to being now coming back to life. She's walking, she has no pain, she's going to singing lessons, she's, you know, having involved with community activities. Like the whole quality of her life has just improved and changed. And this is also after the fact that she had a stroke, which was 4 years ago. Like, she's actually just like a miracle, really. And so this Healy broadcasting process using the resonance unit has been a revolution. Just that was our initial first experience with using it on anyone. when we had got our unit straight away, we treated. And so how many other people have elderly patients or parents that you need to support? And now you have a way of doing that no matter where they are. That's a particularly wonderful facility that we now have access to do something like that with this tool.
It's being able to regenerate, not only heal, but the result is you rejuvenate and regenerate. at whatever age. I mean, some people are very old at 30 because they have so much trauma and pain and illness, but if you can begin to heal, and this is the fastest, safest, non-intervention, non-invasive, painless approach I've ever found. It's just so extraordinary. So I just want to wrap things up because we're coming to the end of the show. This has been extraordinary, Mike. You've done such a brilliant job in explaining something that can be very challenging for people to understand if we're just thinking about our material reality, right? This is expanding our consciousness, and the healing actually allows us to open to a greater connection to who we are and what we're a part of. What is the best way for people to get in touch with you, to learn more about what you're doing and your work, to learn more about how they can work with the Healy, with you? What's the best way to do that?
Well, like I'm doing sort of educational training programs to try and help people to understand how to use the technology, to give them the power, give them back the power and responsibility of doing their own self-healing. So that's pretty much my mission in this life. So I'm very happy to be able to empower other people in this way, because that's what I'm here to do. That's my whole purpose of being here. I'm only ever willing and able to assist and help people in that process. I'm providing educational tools and trainings to help people to get their Healys, to help them to use their Healys, help them to get the best results. Because again, we have to realize that our consciousness and we ourselves are a human quantum sensor. And now this device has come along. It simply is a tool that allows our quantum consciousness to interface with this tool and then to access this information in an easier way than ever before. So let's not think, okay, well, the Healy is everything, because it's not. It's just a tool. In fact, you're everything. You contain everything.
I'm cutting you short because we're about to end the show. Do you have a website, email? Where would you like people to go to learn
more? The email is the easiest thing. It's probably just it's called Utopia Trading. UTOPIA, Utopia Trading at hotmail.com.
Yep. Utopia. Cool. Okay.
That way, you know, people can get access to the tools and information that I've generated to help them.
Easiest to use and works on the level of the energy field of the body for your own personal use. It actually is a little wearable device. So we now have the power to manage our own health, to support healing, and be responsible for how we look after our body. If you would like more information, please contact me. The best way to do that is just to email me, which is drs@drcherylselman.com. And I just want to spell my name again. It's SHERYLLSELLMAN. So it's drs@drcherylselman.com. And I'll be happy to get more information on the Healy program and all the other details and questions that you may have, I can answer.